Unit 6, Lesson 21, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Last night he dreamed he would invent a new game. 2. Did they know whether the future would be better? 3. TVs are common in the cities. 4. Will we be able to live in space one day? 5. These shoes are more comfortable, but they are more expensive too. 6. I'm very healthy. I almost never get sick.
Exercise 2. Listen to the short conversations and complete the sentences.
1.
How are you going to spend your money?
I'm going to buy a model car.
2.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the swimming pool.
3.
Where are you spending your holiday this year?
I'm not having a holiday this year.
4.
When are you leaving the office?
I won't leave until 6 o'clock.
5.
I live at number 22 Dongfeng Road.
Just a moment. I'll write your address in my book.
6.
Are you going to play the piano at school tomorrow, Sally?
No, I'm not.
Exercise 4. Listen to a story and choose the correct answers.
Yesterday was Saturday. It was raining. So I stayed at home and read a book. The book was about life in the future. It said that robots would make life much easier for everyone because they would do most of our work for us. They would remember everything too. So they would do everything better than us. The book also said that, in the future, robots would look less and less like machines and more like people. In the afternoon, I had a dream. I was living in the future. Every morning, our family's robot woke me up. He brushed my teeth and washed my face for me. Then he made my breakfast, and after breakfast, he played with me. We played and played. I never studied. If I felt thirsty, the robot brought me a drink. If I wanted to watch TV, the robot turned on the TV for me. I was very happy. Then, one day, the robot said to me, "I'm much cleverer than you. Why should I listen to you and work for you?" The robot left. I was lonely. I cried and cried. Then my mother woke me up, and I found that it was only a dream.
Lesson 22, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. I asked if the student studied chemistry and physics in grade 3. 2. My mother has never discovered how to turn on the computer. 3. The cat ran across the road and into a garden. 4. The spaceship was moving towards his house. 5. That can't be Mrs. Webb. She's not in Guangzhou at the moment.
Exercise 2. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answers.
1.
Some of my classmates and I are going to have a picnic this Sunday. Would you like to come with us, Wang Xin?
I'd love to, but how are you going to get there? By bike or by bus? I don't have a bike at the moment.
We're going by bike, but don't worry. Diamin has two bikes. I'm sure you can borrow one of his.
Great. I'll ask him.
2.
What did the principal say at the meeting, Miss Liu?
He told us not to give the students too much homework, and he asked us to try very hard to make the lessons interesting.
I see. Anything else?
He also said that a meeting was being held for English teachers next week. He asked if anyone wanted to go.
That sounds interesting. I think I'd like to go. 3.
David, are you going to the Life in the Future party tonight?
Yes, are you?
I want to go, but I don't know what to wear. What can I do to look like someone from the future?
How about painting your hair green? Wearing shoes on both your hands and your feet? 4.
Hi, Shunjan. I thought Ben was going to come and play with you after school today. Where is he?
He was going to come, Mum, but he's not feeling very well. He's caught a cold.
Oh, well. Perhaps he'll be able to come tomorrow afternoon.
I don't think so, Mum. He said he wasn't going to go to school tomorrow.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversation and put the pictures in the correct order.
Peter, was your family rich when you were younger?
When I was younger? Oh, no. My family was very poor.
Were you a good student?
No, I wasn't a good student, but I loved science, especially physics. I used to dream about discovering something new.
And did your dream come true?
Well, yes and no.
Tell me about it.
I'd always thought I'd do something important in science, maybe invent a new machine to help sick people.
And did you?
No, I didn't, but I found something. I was fishing in a small boat one day. It was a beautiful day, and I looked over the side of my boat into the water.
Did you see anything in the water?
I saw many beautiful small fish. Then, suddenly, I saw something else.
Really?
At first, I didn't know what it was, but I thought, it can't be a fish, because it isn't moving.
What was it?
It was a very old statue. I found 10 statues that day.
Did you sell them?
Yes, and I'm very rich now.
Lesson 23. Exercise 1. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions.
Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 and 2.
Are you going to the market this morning, Mum?
Well, I was going to go, but Mrs. Tang is coming to visit me this morning now, so I'm not going to go until the afternoon. Did you want something?
Oh, I was going to ask you to buy me some stamps, but it doesn't matter. I'll go and get them myself. Conversation 2. Answer questions 3 and 4.
Have you brought my book? I want to read it.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, Mei Hui. Can I give it to you later?
You said you would finish it last night and return it today.
I have finished it, but my sister's taken it. She's reading it now.
Conversation 3. Answer questions 5 and 6.
What did you think life would be like in 2000?
I thought everyone would have enough to eat and everyone would be able to go to school.
I hoped there would be no wars, and the world would be a safer place.
What a pity we were both wrong. Conversation 4. Answer questions 7 and 8.
Where's Deming? Isn't he coming with us?
He'll be here soon. Look, that must be him over there, on the bicycle.
It can't be. Deming can't ride as fast as that boy. Conversation 5. Answer questions 9 and 10.
What do you think is in this bowl?
I think it's sugar.
It can't be sugar. It's not white.
Not all sugar is white. Taste it.
Oh, it must be sugar. It's sweet.
Lesson 24. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. How many stars are there in space? 2. I didn't know whether they could repair the machine. 3. I wonder if they will land in front of those trees. 4. Some giant pandas were discovered in those mountains. 5. His favourite subject was neither physics nor chemistry.
Exercise 2. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Choose the correct answers.
1. Did Li Yan think she would fail the exam?
You look happy, Li Yan.
I am. I wasn't sure if I would pass this exam, but I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
2. Can Yongxian repair the radio?
What are you doing, Yongxian?
My radio isn't working very well. I'm trying to repair it.
Do you know what's wrong with it?
I'm not sure, but I think I can repair it. 3. What does the girl want to know?
Dad, would you help me with my maths homework?
Sure. What's the problem?
How much is 1 kilo? Is it 2 jin?
I think so, but I'm not sure. You'd better go and ask your mother.
4. Does Shaolin think Sydney is the capital of Australia?
Which city is the capital of Australia?
Sydney!
Do you agree, Shaolin?
No, I don't.
Exercise 3. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
For many years, people dreamed of walking on the moon. This dream came true on the 20th of July, 1969, when 2 Americans landed on the moon. The men left Earth on the 16th of July in a spaceship called Apollo 2. It took them 4 days to get to the moon. After they landed, they left the spaceship and walked on the moon. They discovered neither animals nor plants. They didn't find any water either. However, there were lots of rocks. They collected some of the rocks to bring back to Earth. On the 21st of July, the men left the moon and began to travel back to Earth. When they arrived back, scientists took the moon rocks and did tests on them. They found many interesting things in the rocks, but they didn't find any living things.
Exercise 4. Listen to a story about a boy. Fill in the missing words and then answer the questions.
David Vetter died before he was 13 years old. In his 12 years, he had never touched another person. David Vetter was born with many problems. Everything made him sick. Food and water made him sick,